Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners presenting false information intended to condition us. A black man's take us to
most don't understand what the will is. Let them in. Centuries of self-hate, decisions of black. Now they twist the difference between racism and fact. We read the Declaration of Independence with blinders. There were 9 Freemasons among the 56 signers. In 1870s, along came the Shriners, a higher order of masonry with a secret behind them. The sword on the logo, it speaks for itself. Meaning anyone who tells the secret is put to death. Who is Hiram Abyss? What's his true identity? The devil's agenda, Peter Killer, mentally, continually. The wolf in sheep's clothing, who fabricated divinity. The enemy, who murders through lies, science, and chemistry. Trickery and industry, the power they forever plot. It was the war to fight for a freedom that you never got. Dirty jet fools executed by the hidden hand. Now they plotting on a way to go to war with Iran. Same game, lose again, same wicked that is born. Just like Paul Wolfowitz had done before Desert Storm. The government is broke, they can't cater to your needs. Planned Parenthood persuades to cure you some disease. The school system misleads, they money hungry, savage vultures. If you chase the creeds, you better get you one in agriculture. Now it's questions in the music, are you in that other mission? Why the hell you covering your eyes and throwing up the sticks? Did you give your soul away, a fight that you did not afford? Did you take from Satan what you could have got from the Lord? God is DNA, baffling it might seem. His existence is rooted in the number 19. His origin comes from where the mathematics came from. B to 4 plus 8 is 14 and A is 1. Who fulfilled in the end the divine or the evil? This war that's going on is for the minds of the people. Calamities keep increasing, world confusion, violence, deep. Nobody can take control of their surroundings if they sleep. You don't see it, but it's right there. Running you, left side, right side, over you, and under you. You don't see it, but it's right there. Running you, right side, left side, over you, and under you. You don't see it, but it's right there.
That's a thing I don't be dumb. Don't be stupid. Listen to what he's saying. The rapper that you heard was a rapper by the name of Kate Reno. The song is called Hidden Agenda. That's real rap right there. That's real rap. But see, the problem is, like you say, you don't see stuff and it be right there in front of you. They create autism in labs. They're poisoning us. If you go on YouTube, you'll see Bill Gates has a video where he plainly states that if we do a careful job with the vaccinations, we can reduce the population by at least. And he gave a percentage. He gave a percentage. Now, today we're talking about the other side of God. We're talking about some of the other things pertaining to the Most High. Because some of y'all are doing what you're doing, ignoring what you're ignoring. Because you hear too much about God, the Most High, being a God of mercy. The Bible said he didn't endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And some of y'all can't endure to the end because you ain't even came to the beginning yet. So today on Facebook, I've been posting all types of videos, and I bet you a lot of my friends on Facebook been blocking it. Because like he says, you ain't going to see it, and it's right in your face. You're too busy chasing that dollar bill that pretty soon ain't going to mean nothing, and it's okay to be a hard worker. It's okay to have aspirations to finish school and to have your own business. I have some of those same goals. But it all means nothing if you lose your soul. What profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? And you ain't never too old to lose your soul. You ain't never too young, depending on your understanding of that word and depending on the opportunities that you have to learn. A lot of these teenagers y'all see dying is in hell right now. You can believe that. Stop lying, saying it ain't a better place. The dude stole a car. The dude put a gun in somebody's face, jacked that car, got in a police chase, and crashed. And how many times did that happen around this country and around the world? And people try to say that they're in a better place. Yeah, if you think hell is a better place. Because this is what I'm talking about today. The wrath of the Most High. The Most High punishes disobedience. The Most High even chastises his own people who with him. If I get to doing stuff, he'll chastise me. And sometimes demons will come before the Most High to chastise people like me and like they did Job in the scripture or whatever his name was. See, a lot of those names, you can't speak dogmatically about those names. Like Jesus, for instance. We understand through true testimony and through the Most High revealing His truth, like He revealed to me, that the Messiah actually did die for the sins of mankind. But there's, so you gotta understand, every civilization puts their own names and spin and just appearance and everything on it. And that's why I say, get rid of all religions, learn that scripture. Focus on the scripture. Let the scripture be your religion. And find you a preacher if you're not called to preach yourself. Find you a preacher that thinks like this. I can help you, those of you who want to be helped. I can help you because I got the whole plan from the Most High Himself. And on July 4th, I'm live streaming on YouTube. A call around the whole entire world to come out of all big religions and become one group, one righteous group waiting on the Most High. One righteous group or one future righteous group, those of you who are not in the fold yet, those of you who are not saved yet, and you can lose your salvation. Because once He grants you salvation, once He puts your name in the book of life, the truth is that you have to serve, you have to freely, of your own free will, serve the Most High the rest of your days on this earth. That's enduring to the end. And there's a thing coming called the mark of the beast. Even when that comes, you refuse to renounce your belief in the unseen Most High God that you serve. That created you, that gave you the life that's in your body. Because all of these organized religions are nothing more than people who grab bits and tidbits of the story and they're using it to give themselves an advantage. Governments have done it. People talking about King James only. King James only. I'm not King James only. I'm going to read from King James today. But actually, the New American Standard Bible, I've done the research, is more accurate than the King James Bible. So, yeah, I read from the King James, but I'm not King James only. Who is he? He wasn't nobody. He was a homosexual. He was into witchcraft. Him and Sir Francis Bacon, who his little AKA is William Shakespeare, and you wonder why the scripture, the King James Bible, is in Shakespearean dialect, is because Sir Francis Bacon is William Shakespeare. And he's the one who basically took tad bits of the scripture and translated them into Shakespearean language, into the English Shakespearean language. And you got people out there though, that they'll grab one little piece of truth and now they want to discredit the whole Bible. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to Sun Seti and Young Pharaoh and even some of the other ones who I agree with a lot of what they say. Like Mentalex Society, I agree with a lot of what he says. But that's only a certain thing. You basically teaching people to go back to the deities of the fallen angel. The fallen angel was supposed to watch us. He was right about that. They're supposed to watch us, and instead, they ruled. They took rule over men. They took rulership over men. And I believe, from my research, that they became those early pharaohs. He believes that black people descended from those fallen angels. No, because I've read all types of books, and those fallen angels, they lost their first estate. That's why they built the pyramids. Stop giving them props for them pyramids. Look, let me talk to you about this right here. Okay, and I need to get into the scripture because I'm running out of time, and I want to go to a couple of scriptures. The fallen angels built those pyramids because, and you can take this how you want, I've had dreams and visions. Being a prophet, I had dreams and visions. The Most High never showed me his physical face and appearance and any of that because I would have died. Because even if he touches you, it's like your body and the earth would go into shock. Like my body went into a shock from being touched at one appearance and one experience I had with the Most High, with the Messiah. So, but his throne is wrapped in a pyramid. And the pyramid, the doors open just like Jay-Z and all of them do their hands. See, they think they have the hidden knowledge, but all they have is basically what the fallen angels done gave them, their spin. So the pyramid, the throne of the Most High, you have to go upstairs to get to the very throne. And you can't even stand and look at it because even in the vision, when I looked at it, it's like being that close to it. When the door is open, there's so much air. It's like being next to a helicopter. All you can think about is bracing yourself or you'll just go away. And he's way up there. That's why these, you know, they try to use the Hubble telescope and all of that. But they can't make it to him because he's too far away. That's why he says one day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years are as one day. All of you people that saying there is no God, you're deceived. You're deceived. End of story. No need to argue with you. You're deceived. You're deceived because he'll reveal himself to you. But I want to show you the other side in these last couple minutes I got. Starting with Ezekiel chapter 18. It says, as I live, said the Most High, you shall not have occasion anymore to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But if a man be just and do that which is right, and not eating the plant, he gave all these reasons. Verse 6, 7, Ezekiel chapter 18. You read Ezekiel chapter 18, he said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So all of you who, you can't use me for excuse, you can't use all the hypocrites in the church for their excuse, they're going to have to stand before them. You're going to have to stand before them. I'm going to have to stand before them. Everybody going to have to stand before him. And it don't matter what you think of me in school and now and what I have, what I don't have. When you stand before the Most High, everything that you're doing, those angels, those watchers, remember they're watchers. They all started out as watchers. The ones that didn't leave them, the ones that was loyal to them, they watching everything you do. It's in them, even though they're holy, to be able to stand your wickedness. So everything you do, every law, every commandment that you break, they telling him, they reporting to him, and he's going in his infinite knowledge and wisdom, and he's going to judge everything that we do, say, don't do, don't say, according to our motive and our heart's intent. Now, why would you want to just hear about his mercy knowing that he's like this? Why would you? Why? You should want to know how he's going to truly judge you. And you should take your friend, everybody you surround yourself with should be people that's going to help you make it into the kingdom of the Most High. Not people that's going to cause you to miss the kingdom of the Most High. Because a lot of y'all, I talk to y'all, I see y'all at work, I see y'all at get-together, I see y'all in the store, I see y'all everywhere. Y'all won't even mention the Most High. You won't even say nothing about God. You do what you want. You do evil, crime, drugs. And then, because of God has got a message, God has got a letter, you hearing all these preachers that secretly gay, secretly atheist, secretly hired by Satan himself, and endorsed and funded by Satan himself, you believe in them, and you listening to the lighter side of the Most High. He wants to be merciful to you, but if all he sees is your sin, he gonna get you. He gonna get you. That's just how it is. It's how it is. Now, Hebrews, and I'm gonna be talking about this a while, so I'm gonna get back to this. But if you look at Hebrews chapter 10, it goes into a little more detail about this. In Hebrews chapter 10, it says, this is the covenant that I will make with them. He's giving you a way out, but you're trying to punk them. You're trying to do what you want, not make no sacrifices, not live the righteous life that you're capable of living and doing the things that's in this word. You won't even read the word. You block everything and ignore and try to get away from everything that will turn you to this path, and you still think that you're going to escape the fires of hell. Hell is the truth. I'm telling you, too many people have had visions, like visions of hell. I've had visions. The Most High has revealed things to me. There is a punishment awaiting the disobedient. It's waiting for you. You want to be like that, you're not going to escape. It says, this is the covenant that I will make with them. He's trying to make a covenant with. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds I will write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, this is hard to accomplish. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. He writes his laws in your heart so you can live a righteous life. And when he says to sin and iniquity, remember no more, he's talking about the ones you commit before you enter into that covenant with him. It says, having therefore boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of the Messiah, by a new living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. How are some of y'all still gangbang? How are you still doing heroin? How are you still smoking crack? How are you still drinking to the point of drunk? How are you still committing fornication and adultery and doing all of those things that he told you not to do in his word? When he created, he wants a covenant with you. He made a way out for you through the blood of his literal son, sacrificing him. That well, you're wondering why Illuminati, why they require sacrifice? They're copying after him. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Your heart still ain't sprinkled. You won't let them sprinkle your heart. You too busy trying to make a name for yourself. So you won't let them sprinkle your heart. But I'm telling you, there's another side to him. You need to read that Bible a little more closely, because he's going to cast you into hell. And you're going to be there, sitting there, awaiting the final judgment, which is the physical torture of your fleshly body that he's going to resurrect you in. You will. Everybody's going to be resurrected, and you're going to experience the pains and the tortures of your foolish, stupid decision to reject the creator of your soul forever and ever. Now, who cares about these religions? You need to get that settled. You need to get that settled. It says in verse 26, Hebrews 10, for if we sin willingly, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remained no more sacrifice for sin. You can't keep killing them. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. What adversaries? The adversaries are the people who are friends of the world. Remember it says, love not the world, neither things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in it. It says the world is passing away. 1 John 2, verse 15 through 17. He said in James chapter 4, Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. You can't beat him. So we're going to keep talking about that. I'm going to make sure that everybody understands that the wrath of God is coming. The wrath of the Most High is coming. It's coming. We're going to take questions. I'm going to start doing a call in. In a couple weeks, I'm going to start taking calls. Because you need to understand this. Because some of y'all are playing, man. But keep tuning in. Subscribe if you have to. Thanks for listening.